Hello, my friends. I'm Kira Misi, and this is my podcast, Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day, where we dive into the ordinary, looking for the extraordinary. Because, well, life is hard, but if you look close enough, you will find the rainbows. Let's get started. Hello, my beautiful friends, and welcome back to Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. I'm out here on the Magic Road. If this is your first time hearing about the Magic Road, this is one of my absolute favorite spots to run, walk, hike with my puppy Marcel, who often is tangled up by my feet in the podcast studio when we all join hands and talk each week, creating a life that we love. I know so many of you have furry little love bugs in your houses as well, and you know the love. So I digress for a moment, but I grew up with the sweetest kitty cat named Snowflake, who still visits me in my dreams, thank goodness. She was all white with a blue eye and a green eye, and all I ever wanted when I was little was a cat, and I finally talked my parents into it. And I had her for a very, very long time, around 18 years, I believe. And so when she went over the rainbow bridge, as they say, well, my heart broke, as you can imagine. I know you know the feeling. So the thought of another animal, another love bug furry in my life was just not something I was sure I would ever, ever be ready for again. But alas, alas, my husband, after lots of dropping of hints, convinced me that a sweet pup would be indelibly such a beautiful part of our lives. And he was so right. We love Marcel so much. When I said yes, I was all in, of course. And I've never been out since we got this furry little guy, who is just the funniest and most laid-back love bug of a dog, with a penchant for running as fast as he can to grab birds and squirrels in the backyard, because he's an English setter bird dog, as they say. Anyway, I encourage you to bring something delightfully furry into your life that you can love on and will also bring you so much love. Okay, so back to our rainbow thought of the day, which is, I heard the other day this one thing that had me feel both joy and a little melancholy at the same time. For anyone who has ever felt like this, let me tell you, in life, right? Yeah, we're going there. Let's just talk about our lives. We're always creating such a tangled web. Ah, the tangled web we weave sometimes of the good moments, the good choices, and also, well, the lies sometimes we tell ourselves or people tell us about ourselves. And then the mistakes we make and, oh, the tangled web we weave. And we're all supposed to be this beautiful patterned quilt. But sometimes it just feels like the journey is journeying. It's a lot. And then one day I thought, well, really, I guess today on this magic road, maybe a patterned quilt is a really beautiful, lovely thing, right? A quilt itself, its edges are tattered and the seams aren't quite perfect and nothing ever really looks like it's going to go together. It's a bunch of different mishmash squares, almost like life, right? A little tattered, a little broken at the seams sometimes, not really perfect. Mistakes are made, but it's all okay. Yet somehow we perceive ourselves to be, or what we think life is supposed to happen, in more of a sequential way, right? That we had planned for. This is supposed to happen at this certain time or this certain age. That was supposed to happen and it didn't, which, by the way, all my friends, they're doing this. Why aren't I doing this? Ah, the tangled webs we weave in our mind. And yet we forget that the quilt of life, so to speak, isn't supposed to be perfect. It's supposed to be made up of all different colors. It's your beautiful journey quilt. The quilt speaks to your travels, your choices, your roadmaps, your GPS. When it's been on and it's been off, a quilt is made of so many colors. Those colors signify all the things you have created in your life. We all don't make the greatest choices sometimes, and sometimes it's a series of bad ones. Been there, done that. I'm sure we all do it, and we'll do it again. But each time you're faced with the challenges that life throws at you, you just know better when you do better, right? When you know better, you do better. You're stronger. You've already walked through several fires, perhaps, and you know that the rainbows still do exist. Hope exists, so rainbows exist. You're stronger than you ever, ever thought. Oh, I have a wild imagination, my friends. I'm sure you do too. I mean, why do you think I'm walking right now on what I like to affectionately call the magic road? I always have so many thoughts when I'm out here. My imagination feels especially on with the possibilities that are inside of me. So much joy and life to give this planet. And so my imagination can run wild sometimes for the best and sometimes not for the best, not so good. When an anxiety wants to befriend my imagination, you know what I mean, right? When you go to bed at night, maybe, perhaps you hear every noise in the house and it makes your imagination start to run wild with negative thoughts. But what I have learned is that in the face of challenges, adversity, even really crappy moments where I'm like, how did this happen? How did I land here? I didn't see that coming. What was my part in this? I actually find that I'm so much more steady and stronger than my anxiety, that my imagination wants to sometimes tell me, my imagination, so much bigger and bolder than the actual moment of adversity that I have to face, because I'm actually the storm. I'm actually stronger than I think. And I know you are too. I tell you this because you don't want to live in your sorrows or in your pain and your worries and your anxiety, right? What kind of life is that for you? Have you ever felt really good living in the dark corners of the room? Nah, none of us do. You don't want to live there for very long. I know you don't. And building an emotional toolbox that you can call on any day, especially those days when you're stuck in the dark, that emotional toolbox will really come in handy, but especially on those days that are tougher than others. Reminding ourselves of these three things. Number one, it's not someday you'll be somebody. You've always been somebody. Do yourself a favor and express it to the world. Stop trying to fit yourself into spaces that are uncomfortable because perhaps someone told you this is the way it works. This is the way, my friends. Who really knows the way? Nobody really knows the way. And if they are so adamant in claiming that they know the way, they don't know the way. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, my friends. No one really knows the way, but we do have an instinctual sense inside ourselves that will show us the way if we listen to our own hearts. So there are no real rules except for the ones that you create, or perhaps you allow your family, friends, strangers, society to dictate in your life. See how crazy that sounds? You're allowing other people who fail, who fall, who trip, just like you, who don't even know what they're doing, yet they pretend to know how life works, and so they dictate to you how your life should work. I'm sorry. Not sorry. Life is too short for me to be concerned about the opinions of others who don't have my best interest in mind. Even if they say they do, a lot of people work out of fear, and they think that by imposing their fear on you, they're saving you. They're helping you. Wrong. Big W-R-O-N-G, wrong. Whether they're related to you or not, they project their fear on you to take the easy route. Take this job. It'll be safe. What? I've never seen life to be super safe. I mean, maybe on a sunny day, on a picnic blanket, cozying up to the sunshine. Sure, there are moments of safety, but to live a safe life seems pretty damn boring. This is a job that'll be safe for you, someone might say. How many times have you heard that? Good glory, that word safe makes me want to run to safety. Because nothing in life is perfect. That's what makes it so amazing when the outcome works in the favor that was unexpected. That's exciting. And you're not working towards being somebody. I know. What did she say? I'll say it again. You're not working towards being somebody. Why do you ask? Because you've always been somebody. You're already somebody. From the time you were born, your little angel face ready to love. I know we all can't control what we were born into, what we have suffered through, perhaps even the people that were supposed to love you harming you, confusion, beyond, overwhelming. Let's call it that. That completely and totally sucks. And so you may not be able to control where it all began, or you've been lost in your own choices for a while, but you, my friend, you are the writer of the story, the author of this book. You don't like this chapter? Flip the page. You can design your life however you want. You can change it right now, in this moment. It's simply a choice. And you can control the ending of the story. Let's repeat that until you believe it. You can control your story. Or what I should really say is you can control the rest of the story. Where you begin is not where you have to end. And all the delicious chapters in the middle of that beginning and ending can create the most beautiful quilt of many colors. It doesn't have to match. It can be tattered and it can be worn and it can be beautiful because it's your life. In my own life, I've seen myself try and fail and try and fail and try and fail and win and win and win and then lose. Decisions, decisions, make U-turns, say stupid things, say things that land on people's hearts where it changed them and changed my life too. Oh, to be humbled by life. Sometimes it's so needed. It's what polishes that diamond, that rock, that you into a diamond. It's true grit, my friend. It's life. It's a journey. Because, my friend, it's not that someday you're going to be somebody. That somebody right now, you, has always been. You're a somebody right now. Not everybody dances around saying, I love you out loud. It would be wonderful if we did more often. Sometimes in the recesses of someone's heart, you're number one, or you said something that made them wake up to creating their own life that they love each day. Each day you walk this beautiful earth, you are an energy force that gives so much, and so much in return comes to you. You get when you give. Walk proud because you're somebody. Pick up your head, put up those shoulders, bring them back. You're somebody. You don't have to be on the cover of a magazine to be somebody. Sure, I know. You have goals and dreams. You're still out there capturing them. Good. You should be. You should dream a new dream each year. You should remember the golden rule, never give up. And the second rule to that is refer to number one, never give up. I heard Lady Gaga say that, and so I got to give her kudos because it's true. Never give up. Show up for yourself. Move a little inch every day. You'll be that much further than you were yesterday. Lady Gaga, she's an artist. Art is in the eye of the beholder, of course. Some people get her, some people don't, but what does it matter? She believes in her. And so she never gave up till she was where she is right now. And she continues to create. She continues to dream a new dream each and every year. She's a somebody, and so are you, my friend. Give yourself the status, the love, the fortitude, the know-how to know that whether you're bringing life into the world with a new baby, or you're taking that new job so your family can have more income to do the things that they want to do, we all know money brings freedom, but you don't need all the money in the world to bring happiness. Perhaps you've started that new hobby that's finally lighting up your soul again, that light that lives inside of you that never wants to dim. You just sometimes don't pay attention to it. Bring it back to life by doing something that excites you today. Maybe it's stopping at your local ice cream shop to get your favorite flavor. For me, always sea salt caramel with Heath bars. Always. Yum. Oh, now that I think about it, I might need to go get that today. It's all about building your quilt of many colors, my friend. A quilt never matches, but somehow each square goes together. That's your life. My friend, that's your journey. Don't get stuck inside yourself that you forget that your energy needs to radiate from you. Whether that's driving your motorcycle down a 4-lane highway till you hit the country roads with the wind on your face headed towards the mountains to find peace, or it's finally taking a break with your family to go to the zoo to take a vacation. Each moment, you are already somebody to somebody. And guess what, my friends? Let's get real. Tongue twister. with us. You're always a somebody. So I hope that somebody today remembers that. Let it sit on your heart. Cover yourself with your quilt of many colors. Place it over your shoulders, physically or metaphorically, and give yourself a hug. Because somebody, you, my friend, deserve one big giant hug today and every day. Not just from those around you, but from you. You go through life trying new things, opening up your heart to new ideas, new goals, new dreams. A quilt is made of so many patches that never match in pattern, but somehow all sewn together is perfect. Even with the tattered edges and the broken seams, it's the warm hug of your life. Your life, my friend. That somebody that looks in the mirror, that's you. You're somebody. Make sure to love somebody, you, every day. Heck, I high-five myself in the mirror each and every morning. I do. I need a little extra boost, and my heart instantly leaps from my chest, beats a little faster, smiles a little more, because I know it's time to start the day. It's time to love me. It's time to fill my cup so I can pour into everyone else's. And you need to do the same, my friends, because that's what it's all about. We are all somebody to love. We are all part of this beautiful quilt of many colors, a quilt of rainbows, one might say. All right, my friends, have a blessed and beautiful day. And remember, the rainbows, well, they're all around you. You just have to open up your heart to see them. I'll see you next time. Well, my friends, that's my podcast. I hope I gave you a little light in your heart, a little song in your soul, and a whole lot of love, because you are amazing. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Meet me on my Instagram page at Finding Rainbows the podcast, where you'll find more inspiration to feed your soul. And while you're there, join my Rainbow Connection. It's an insider's club where you'll receive inspirational quotes to your inbox each week from me, and VIP opportunities, giveaways, I love a freebie, live webinars, and so much more. Remember, you are a light to this world. Shine bright, my friends. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows.